Heavens to Murgatroyd, exit stage left. That was a favorite line of mine by the cartoon character Snagglepuss. But there's nothing funny about losing your land to Mother Nature in rising sea levels and having to head to higher ground. That's the subject of the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Nathan Eagle is on the line. Morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, having to head for the hills. That's what your story's all about today.
It really is, and it's a lot of different homeowners that I've talked to who aren't sure exactly if they do that, where they would go or how they would afford it. And there's others who are like, no, you know, I bought this property and I'm here to fight to keep it. I just could use maybe a little support from Sater County policies to help me. But the real thrust of what I was trying to get across is that these aren't all just big multimillionaires, you know, who live along the coast. There's still so many who are just your regular middle class folks and some low income folks who bought their homes decades or even generations ago.
Now, I was talking to someone who I know lives in Kahala, and he was saying, oh, maybe it's time for me to sell my home and, you know, buy a condo in Kaka'ako or somewhere higher where he doesn't have to deal with this whole issue of rising sea levels.
Absolutely. There's no shortage of folks like that. And, you know, if you look at the online mapping tools and reports that have come out in the past year or two, it's showing, you know, $20 billion in damage to buildings and roads alone, you know, not counting any kind of, you know, economic multiplier. You know, as sea levels rise, a projected 3 feet between now and the end of the century. Some are even projecting much sooner than that.
Now, we just saw that recent report talking about the managed retreat, right, from DBED, Business of Economic Development.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's getting a very mixed reaction, to say the least. One homeowner I talked to in Pupukea, he's lived there at his home for 20 years. He wants to retire and spend his retirement years there. He raised his family there, sent them kids to public schools there. He's saying, no, we're not going to run for the hills. What we want to do is try some different erosion management solutions, not managed retreat policies. He thinks that the state is really just kind of coming up with this philosophy to kind of allow them to put this all on the homeowners and have them retreat. You know, obviously he's pointing at the approach or the outlook for Waikiki and Honolulu's urban core as being, oh, well, they're going to armor that because it's, you know, worth billions. But us folks out in more rural areas, where's our help?
Well, if I recall, that report says, you know, it may not be the best thing to have taxpayers bail all the folks that live along the coastlines, you know, but to bail them out, essentially.
Right. And that is what it comes down to. I mean, you look at the mapping tools and things like that. It's very clear where the water is projected to come in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 or more years. The question is, well, who pays for a retreat if that's the best approach? Who pays for moving a highway backwards, too? You know, that obviously fall on taxpayers. But do you put the homes then on the other side of that? What do you do and who ultimately pays for that?
Maybe there should be a sliding scale, the folks that really can't afford and the folks that really have the, you know, $10 million homes along the shoreline. I don't know.
Yeah, that's something being discussed, too. They had hoped that report was going to kind of spell out a step-by-step plan. Okay, homeowners, you're in this zone. Here's what you need to do. But it kind of just grew so complex that they just sort of laid out, yep, this is one philosophy. Here are some factors to consider. And then I think they hope to drill down more into specifics later.
So we really don't have any kind of inventory, though, right, of the types of properties we're talking about?
I'm a little unclear on what kind of inventory is available at this point. It's what is clear is exactly kind of where it's projected to be affected the worst. You know, places like Pupukea or the North Shore, Sunset Beach, and then, you know, other folks I talked to are on the bend in Haula. All the projections there are showing increases in flooding and things like that as the sea levels come up. And it wasn't new to them. They didn't even need to see these tools. They're seeing it firsthand already. One homeowner, she's lived on the coast there in Haula for 38 years. She's a retired public school teacher on a fixed income. And she's saying, hey, so until the past 6 or 7 years, I wasn't dealing with these giant sinkholes in my backyard until recently. So what do I do?
Well, it's kind of a sobering thought when someone says, well, you know, you live on the shoreline there, you're doomed.
Yeah, that's what Chip Fletcher, the UH professor and climate scientist, told me. Ultimately, where you are is doomed and you're in a no-win situation. You need to figure out an exit strategy.
Yeah, exit stage left. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I guess, yeah, there's not a good way, not a good position to be in.
No, it's not a good-looking postcard.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Nathan. Appreciate your report.
Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check. To read this latest story and others about rising sea levels and climate change, visit civilbeat.org.